Thanks so much for joining me for Lectio Divina. Today I have been thinking about how amazing it is that the Lord is on his throne, that he is sovereign over this world and over myself and my life and all of us, and that we are safe within his care. And it reminded me of a song, and so I'm going to open Lectio with a song. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. So during this time of scripture prayer, we are invited to be silent, to encounter the heart of God. It's so easy to be distracted and for our minds to be anxious. But during these next 20 minutes or so, allow yourself to fix your gaze on God and in the stillness, hear his voice. I will read the scripture 3 times. Following the reading, I will hold 2 to 3 minutes of silence for you to listen to God. Let this time and these words of scripture pour peace over your soul. First of all, make sure you are in a comfortable position where you can remain alert and yet also relax your body. Bring your attention to your breath and allow a few moments to become centered. The goal is to relax your mind and your body to allow yourself to become more aware of God's presence and his voice. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. Almighty God, Jesus, our Prince of Peace, Holy Spirit, our Comforter, during this time, may we, even for a few moments, hand our lives to your care and allow you to be more fully our Lord and Master. May your peace watch over us and allow us to be still and rest under your watchful and compassionate gaze. Help us to focus on you. We love you. I will read our passage through once. As you listen to the passage, notice if there is a word or a phrase that jumps out at you, something that captures your attention. Notice it. Hold it in your heart and let it swell. Let God's word fill you. And remember, God is using this word or phrase of scripture to begin a conversation with you. Hold on to this word during the silence. Don't try and figure out where God is going, and don't lead him. Let him lead you. Our scripture today is Isaiah 40, 25 to 31. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens, who created all these. He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Thank you.
I will read the text again. This time, look for the word or phrase that jumped out at you during the first reading. But rather than just looking at it, this time hold it and holding it in your heart. This time, look at it with your imagination, experiencing it with your senses. How does it make you feel? What memories come to mind in association to that word or phrase? Don't strive to bring this to mind. Ask God to show you the way it connects. He will. Isaiah 40, 25 to 31. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I will read the text a third time. During the quiet, listen for an invitation rising up from your experience of prayer so far. God is using these words from Scripture as part of his transforming work in your life, but God always invites. What is God inviting you to? How will you respond? If you respond yes, how will that affect your life? If you respond no, what then? Isaiah 40, 25 to 31. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Now the time for pondering is done. God has been speaking to you. He has invited you to be changed. And no matter what your response is, He wants to be with you. So now let it all go and rest in God's company. Let His presence envelop you. Be surrounded with His peace, His love, His compassion and mercy. Remember who and whose you are, a beloved child of God. This is not dependent on what you do. It is because of who God is. Allow your heart to fill with gratitude for God's presence in this time of prayer. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further and sink into this experience of stillness. If you find yourself distracted, return to your breath. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer today. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go with God in confidence that our Lord, our sovereign Lord, is on the throne. Thank you.